Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. That's how we win, you know. You become part of the conversation, you get your information, and you know what you need to be able to educate. Not push back on, not browbeat, not verbally abuse, but push back on some of these people that really don't understand. They don't know. Again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You really, truly, you need to know what's going on out there. So you don't get, you know, sucked in every one of these little, some of them are conspiracies, right? But you're going to get sucked into every little thing. All right. You know, I love this. Guess who has come out of retirement to help Joey B? Now, I don't know if this really helps him or not. You got to help me with this one. But Joe Biden is attending a ritzy fundraiser today. Out of touch. You know, I mean, think about it. He's with celebrities. He's with these influencers. But Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton all attended a $500,000 per ticket fundraiser. $500,000 per ticket. Was it Obama the one that said, you know, anything over $3 million? What are you going to do with $3 million? You don't need more than that. I would imagine now that he's got over $3 million, he's had a change of heart. Or, in stereotypical fashion for people like, you know, him on the far left, right? That was only meant for other people, not for him. So Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, they were at that $500,000 per ticket fundraiser with Lizzo. $100,000 donation will get you a photo with Biden, Obama, and Clinton. Wow. Yeah. Maybe I should do a GoFundMe, right? So I can get that picture. Biden's aide decided to post this totally what I would call a tone-deaf tweet with their pictures and talking about how great they are, right? You know the difference between the two of these guys, you know, President Trump and President Biden, right? President Trump was at a memorial for the police officer at a wake for that officer killed on duty. Why? Because of the loose and bad policies put together by the Democrats running in New York City. You got to call what it is. Stop blaming on the Republicans who have absolutely no hold on any of the legislative ability there in New York. It's really easy. Like I said, I call them, and I got a lot of good friends that are Democrats. And they're trying to figure, and I don't understand why they don't switch parties or go to independent or something like that. But they don't even know what happened to their party. You have to remember, I can pull you up a dozen speeches if you like, on Biden believing that we needed to defund the police as well. And maybe that's why he doesn't go to these events. Maybe he's worried about being booed some more. Now, there's a different, you know, Trump is honoring the fallen police officer while Biden is partying with Lizzo. And, oh, let's not forget Obama. Earlier this week, Jonathan Diller was killed by a career criminal with 21 previous arrests, 9 felony charges during a routine traffic stop. Simple, right? Just traffic stop. Get through it. Well, Trump attended Dylan's wake while the other ones were getting, you know, fat on the donations. Again, just amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE. I don't get it. 855-732-5563. You know, the family was so appreciative, and don't know if they were Democrat or Republican. But the family was so appreciative for this. Because I think, I don't know, maybe you guys know better than me. I think he didn't go because he doesn't care. I'm saying either that or he doesn't know. Right? Either that or Joey B has no idea this guy died. Has no idea they were having a wake for him today. Or, I mean, I don't know. But this gets ridiculous after all, doesn't it? Just nuts. So I don't know. Did you guys catch a story about Donald Trump selling Bibles or hawking Bibles? And now the left, in every one of their publications, MSNBC, oh, even on The View today, it was great. Because now he's trying to make money off of selling God's word. And the funny thing about it, they didn't do any checking. They have no idea what it's all about. Absolutely none. Well, let me tell you what, the Bible's been, that Bible, or version of the Bible, if you would, has been for sale for years. And I mean years. We'll be back. Let's see what Zoe has to say about this. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more on the Joe Messina Show when we return.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to
no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Back, Joe Messina, your host. God, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 85, yeah, if I don't know my own name, we're really in trouble, right? Okay, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and be part of the solution. And the only, I know some of you guys are tired of hearing that, but frankly, it's like Sesame Street around here. I gotta keep saying it. Maybe it'll be in your head like that song, It's a Small, Small World. Remember that? You only have to hear that song one time, and you're good for, what, a month? I think you can never forget it. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have Zoe on with us as well. Fonsal Rachel joins us as he does every week. Appreciate his insight on stuff. So, I'm having some fun with this one. Because you know how people, they're looking to hang Trump around, no matter what he does, they're looking to hang Trump around in any corner, right? And you've heard this whole Bible dust up, where he's selling Bibles. He'd make money off the Word of God, bro, right? That's, this is what they're running around doing. And first of all, talk about getting your facts straight. This Bible's been on sale forever, right? It's a, it's kind of like a patriotic version of the Bible. It comes with a copy of the Declaration of Independence. It comes with, it's got some stuff in it like Lee Greenwood's words to proud to be an American, whatever.
Right.
Trump is not getting 5 cents for this. Now, I don't know he's not getting 5 cents, but you know the stories that I'm reading, I'm sure a nickel here and nickel there isn't going to make him a whole bunch of money. He pulled a big wool over their eyes with that DJT stock that he did with the for Truth Social. He's now worth as much, if not more money than Soros. And they went through a whole week. God, this guy knows how he knows how to play these people. They all week long, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, DFG were talking about how he was days away from bankruptcy because he couldn't raise $500,000, you know, to put up as a bond. And they're just so rabid. But anyway, back to the Bible thing. They're all freaked out. I mean, these godless folks are mad that he's making money, or they claim that he was making money off of selling the Word of God. And I just find it amazing. That's all.
Well, would have been nice if Trump would have applied that clever savvy to keep Biden from stealing the White House, but, you know, I guess better applying that stuff somewhere late than never, I guess. Selling the Bible. The Bible is something that you can buy. It is something that you can sell.
That in this country? No, come on, you're lying to me.
Right? Yeah. But now, my contention is this. Trump seems to be endorsing a book that he doesn't read. that's my beef. It's like, okay, Trump is endorsing a book that it's like, hey, I'm selling Bibles. I just hosted a gay wedding at in Mar-a-Lago. It's like, dude, do you even read this book? You know, so I have questions.
He could have thought it was his biography, right? I mean, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, heck, you got enough people acting like he's the MAGA Messiah. He might think the Bible is about him, you know? But, you know, there's no, you know, for like Paul says, man, like when people out there be trying to like trip because people make money off the gospel, even Paul says, man, don't I have the right to make a living? It's like the ministers of the gospel do have the right to make a living. It's okay, but the difference between Trump is that Trump is not a minister of the gospel. Now, you know, one would say that, hey, man, even the word says that even if they're driving out demons and stuff like that, the Lord himself will say, hey, don't stop them. And I'm not trying to stop Trump from selling the Bible. It's like, no, dude, go ahead and do your thing. Even the Lord says, don't stop them. Let them go ahead and do their thing. But the Lord's like, I'm still going to deal with them, though. Because the Lord's like, if you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth. You go ahead and you do what you're doing. You're useful to me. You're useful. But just know that even when you be like, hey, Lord, we were praying and we were driving out demons and all that sort of stuff. Jesus be like, yeah, that's cute. I don't know you. I don't know you. And I don't know where you come from. So don't be lukewarm with me.
And your name again was?
Right.
Right. You are. So anyway. See, when I get there, I mean, maybe you might find this to be big-headed. I want to say, hey, yo, Joe, okay, cool. Let's go party, right? That's what I want to hear. My man, come on.
a paraphrase, well, good, but well done, my good and faithful servant. You reminded me of Airplane. You're going to get up there, you're going to be talking jobs. Like, my man, Jesus. Right? And it'll be a translator. Like, Jesus, I am so pleased to see you. I am.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if that came out of my mouth, he'd be like, "Get behind me, Satan! You ain't Joe. Get out of here. You can't.
Jesus, my man.
Right. You can't even spell those words,
right? Jesus, my man. Give me a holy high five. Literally, he got a hole in his hand and everything. You know?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of people now sitting back, talking about how blasphemous you and I are.
Yikes.
You know, that's the other thing. I hate when people perceive heaven like we're all going to be on on a cloud with a mini harp, right? I guess God's got the market cornered on mini harps. We'll have the mini harp with the little wings, and it's like, wait, really? Is that really what you think it's all about? God.
For real, man. It's like, when people think that we're blasphemous because we say, hey, Jesus, give me a holy high five. Didn't Jesus tell Thomas, hey, man, put your finger like right here in this hole in my hand. Give me a high five, bro.
God. Anyway, I find all this amazing. They have so many other things to be teed off about and or to work with, and they're worried about a Bible. You know, there's a lot of churches or pastors or study groups, whatever. You know, you can buy Bibles with footnotes and pre-written notes, whatever, what have you. And nobody gets mad about those. Nobody.
Yeah, I tell you overall. What, Joe. You know, just like I said about like when it was coming after Herman Cain, I ain't condoning the things that Herman Cain did, but I'm like, you know, I'm not gonna let you godless freaks judge us.
That bingo.
It's like, bingo, you know what bingo. I'm saying? Yep. That's what it comes down to. It's like, do I got my issues with Trump and how he handles these things? Yes, I do, but I ain't gonna let you perverts judge us.
Yep. Yeah. I have a clip I made just to get your blood pressure rolling during the break. I may try to find. And this guy goes down a list of things. I mean, and he was on a major talk show. And he started making fun of the Christians, and he's going, you know, your Bible says you can have slaves, and your Bible, and he goes right down a list of things. And you and I both know, you know, stuff that he's talking about. But the people in the crowd are like, yeah, that's right, going, oh, my God, talk about having the wool pulled over your eyes, and you have no clues of what's going on. It's right? Just amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway. Where are we? Okay, we'll be back in a minute. I get so excited. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Alfonso Rachel Zoe joins us. We'll be come back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA News Update. Next month, the House will send the impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate. Last month, House Republicans impeached Mayorkas over his management of the U.S.-Mexico border situation. Given the Democratic majority in the Senate, Mayorkas is not expected to be convicted. Former President Trump attended the wake of police officer Jonathan Diller in New York Thursday. The family extended an invitation to the former president to attend the wake on Long Island for the 31-year-old officer who was killed on Monday during a traffic stop in Queens. A federal judge Thursday sentenced Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years in prison for his leading role in one of the largest financial scandals in American history. Caps the stunning fall of the former cryptocurrency magnate and one-time Washington mega donor. The judge handing down the sentence almost 5 months after a jury found Bankman-Fried guilty of orchestrating a massive fraud. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I love it when you guys have, you have something to say, you say it in such a fashion. You know, I always told you, if you send me an email where you're just flat out being nasty and mean, I will have a field day with it. I will use it. I will use your name in it and the whole nine yards because I'm not like that with you, and I don't expect it back. So, but if you want to have an open, honest dialogue, I'm good. And we should. We shouldn't be afraid of it either. I'm not afraid of it. I know Zoe's not afraid of it. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time and his honesty with me. Yeah, you know what? You got to be, you know, it's the only thing that stands strong, stands true, and stands the... I want to sound like the watch guys. Stand the test of time. I don't have that kind of voice, but I'd love to anyway. But, you know, again, just put the truth out there, man. I just read an article on the Wall Street Journal a couple of weeks back said that the churches that were truly, truly teaching the gospel, staying with the gospel, are growing. And the churches with the rock concert on the front end, not so much. You know what I'm saying?
That's good to hear. And this is from a person who loves rock and roll, man. I'm a rocker. I like to rock out. But it's good that people are starting to hear that the real song, man, is the word of God himself. That's the real music.
Amen, yeah. Well, it's always funny. It's like... You know, I used to tease people about this all the time and say, why is it that you can remember the worship songs, but you can't tell me what the sermon was about? You know? I mean, seriously.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, I was just going to say, there's two parties to that, though, because, you know, there's the congregant, you know, may not have been paying attention, or... The person on the pulpit might not have been saying something worth remembering.
Okay, I'll give you that part. I've been to some of those. Mm-hmm. Where I sit there and wince, and then I check out. Right? I mean, seriously. Hey, this is some good news. A major publisher has decided maybe they will not do a Biden presidency book. after much thought and consideration, since we don't know where his term is going, we might hang back and wait a little while.
Yeah, I reckon there's too many comic books out there to compete with anyway, so it might not be a good time.
Well, this is a biggie, too. It's Simon & Schuster, right? I mean, big book company. And they much consternation over this, and they decided they're just going to hang loose for a while and let his presidency pay out. So, and, you know, they've done them on Obama and a few others. I don't know how, but they made some money with those. So, let's see. This is one of the ones I was trying to find for you. Coleman Hughes. And this is just because I love Sonny Austin so much. She just gets so riled up with so little information. It's so much fun. So he holds his own on The View as they call out Sonny for her attempts to use ad hominem attacks instead of debating the ideas. And he explains why he's in favor of colorblind policies. And, you know, then we got the Whoopi. What's with Whoopi's haircut?
Yeah, just...
I mean, all right, I'm not going to, oh, come on. Twitter's giving me a hard time, dude. Can you make a call? Can you fix this?
Yeah, no? Let me see if I think I got Elon on speed dial.
You got Elon on speed dial there?
Yeah.
Or speed X, whatever you want to call it.
X dial. That sounds good.
I hate when this stuff happens. Anyway, he was being just beat up. I mean, you got four women around you that are not on your same side. Not a very, very good place to be, if you know what I mean.
Or Gorgons.
Right? So she was demolished Wednesday by writer and author Coleman Hughes after she accused him of being a pawn and a charlatan. So he was on there to promote his book. That's the other thing, too. If they ever ask you to come on to promote your book, the answer is no. The End of Race Policies is his book. He argues that for a colorblind society centered on treating people without regard to race, instead he stresses the importance of using economics to better understand and help disadvantaged Americans as a whole. He emphasized these arguments throughout the segment. He also criticized the push of young people that race is everything and woke education and a questioning from Whoopi Goldberg, who claimed that race-based teachings were handed down to younger generations because people like herself were never educated on racism. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's trying to push the point. I mean, I'm sorry this video won't run, but he was trying to push the point of, instead of coming into the classroom going, as a black boy, as a black girl, you're already three steps behind. You're going to have to work harder, and I still don't know if you're going to make it. Okay? He's advocating for, okay, forget the color. You're not your color. Whether you're white or black or brown or what they refer to as red, you know, so forth and so on. Educate yourself. Get educated. We should be educating people, kids, with a proper education, period.
Yeah, I don't know what Whoopi Goldberg's talking about with saying that I haven't been educated on racism when she was a kid. Let her tell it. She's already an expert. She was born an expert. You know, she lived it. She experienced. I mean, nobody seems to have more to say about racism than she does. And you know, with this race narrative, this is what folks need to understand. Racism, it ain't going away. The race narrative ain't really going away anytime soon, and it's just flat out turning into racism. Because of mainly two things. It equals money and votes.
Oh, yeah.
That's one. Okay, the ratings for it, the money for it, the empowerment that people feel of touting the victim narrative of racism. It makes them feel either virtuous or it makes them feel empowered. That's addictive. So that's not going away. This is an issue that's so much deeper than culture. It's a flat out spiritual issue.
Oh, yeah.
And people don't want to, they don't want to address that, even though they're driven by demons for it. So, you know, this thing about, you know, with racism and you got people like, this that's her livelihood. If racism was solved, Whoopi Goldberg wouldn't have, you know, that she would lose a big chunk of her audience. You know, from there, they just have to, you know, concentrate on what sexism, you know, and things like that. Not much, there's not much else, you know?
Yep. You know, Whoopi, let's just talk about her for a second. She grew up... I'm sorry, did you eat already? She grew up in poverty, okay? Mm-hmm. She grew up in with that poverty mentality, too, as well. She got onto welfare. She has talked about this. She got into all those stereotypical things that a young black woman either gets drug into or brought into or what have you. Got on, but now she's a very rich woman, right? She whatever she did to get into acting, to get into comedy, to do whatever to make money. I refuse to buy her book. I mean, whatever she did to make money, she is. To a degree, the American dream. She was able to come out of a very bad situation, and now she's doing well, if you would. Mm-hmm. And but she never talks about that. Would she had those same opportunities in other countries? Would she have had those same opportunities, even in some of the southern states at the time she was growing up? But she beat that adversity, and she made a difference in her life. All she ever talks about is how black folks can't make it. I'm looking at her going, I'm sorry, I'm missing something here. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like, but see, the thing is, the reason why she is this wealthy woman is because of the victim narrative. You know, that's what she has. She makes her money off of the victim narrative. It's like, I remember a skit that Chris Rock did. He's talking to his audience and pandering to him, you know, basically talking about if you're able to buy find a steak. You know, make sure that you eat it because you're lucky if you're able to get your hands on a steak. You know, just telling people that they're victims and they're just, you know, we've got it so bad. I'm like, dude, you're talking to people who are able to afford tickets to see your show. Stop talking to these people like they're victims, man. But that's how they make their living.
So self-unaware. I mean, you know, that's my joke. They're so self-unaware. Mm-hmm. They don't even understand what they're saying.
Well, I think they do. I mean, because Booker T. Washington was talking about this in his day. There's going to be people who make a living off of doing this.
God bless. I just it's all amusing, and I do mean it's all amusing to me. It's just amazing. So, what else I got? I had a couple of stories pulled aside for you, and I need to get back to them. And I knew I was going to blow this. All right, a little bit with the. I had some other ones. I'll just throw up there. You remember Michael Avenatti? Remember him? Right? Okay. He was Trump's confidant, if you would. He revealed that Michael Cohen was having an affair with Stormy Daniels and had been since 2006. Although, I don't know how to say this other than I can't imagine Trump sharing anything with anybody. But we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Go for it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Okay, look at I got to have some conspiracy stuff with Joe, okay? I got to have some fun with this dude, okay? Joe Lieberman, dead at 82.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Joe, you know, I just saw him on Newsmax and a few other stations just a couple of weeks ago. Looked like $1 million. He looked fine. He looked whatever. But he was on there pounding on Joe Biden and the Democrat Party for what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, he left the party, became an independent way back when. And what they were doing to Israel and how bad it was and blah, blah, blah. And I got to tell you, all of a sudden he fell down the stairs or fell down and had an accident, and then he was dead.
Wow.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying...
I hadn't even heard Joe Lieberman's name in seemed like years, man. Right. I feel kind of bad as I hadn't even thought about the dude. But when he died, it was like, oh yeah, man, maybe he's been like, you know, out sick or whichever, and I don't know. I know that falling down the stairs, man, in your 80s, I know people, man, who fall down the stairs like in their 40s, you know, and it can mess them up like really bad.
Oh, sure.
You ever like just kind of like just like, you know, turn and just like walk into a wall or something like that, and you're only going like 1 mile an hour, it will almost knock you out.
I do that all the time.
You know?
Okay.
So take a tumble down some stairs, man. I don't know. I could probably beat him up like pretty good. Beat him to death.
Yeah, he didn't look like, he didn't look like Joe B, like he was having trouble walking or anything.
Right.
So, anyhow, you know, like it was easy. Look, he falls down all the time.
Right?
They bought him special sneakers so he doesn't fall, because the sneakers fall. Yeah.
But Biden falls upstairs, you know. falling downstairs, you know, gravity's going to beat you up a little harder.
No, that's great. All right, so let's talk about this boat, ship, whatever it was. Anyhow, mm-hmm. Apparently this thing had a few accidents in the past. Did you know that?
I heard of a couple.
It's right in the docks, and it's had a few scrapes with other ships. I'm going, okay, either the navigation system is screwed up, or that, you know, 18-year-old that's running the helm got to go or something, right? Or, yeah, as some people are alluding to, it was a DEI hire, so, you know, whatever. But, and now, they took them 5 years to build that bridge. And they're going to check and see. I mean, this is a major thoroughfare for that area, and it's not easy just to shut it down, because that's also a major shipping thoroughfare, isn't it?
Yeah. What it sounds like to me is that they're going to have to, like, for a contingency, like, have a ferry circuit or something. You know, it's like just have a chain of ferry boats just picking up, you know, the trucks and stuff like that transport that kind of material, and just keep them moving, man. That's how they're going to have to do it for the meantime, I think. That's my little suggestion.
I'd put a floating bridge in for the moment that they can open in the middle from time to time. You know, the Army Corps of Engineers has done some spectacular things. So just amazing. Mm-hmm.
But, hey, go get the CBs out there, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a great idea. So what's your thought? You know, with all the stuff floating around, was it just an accident, or do you think there's anything behind it? I'm just curious.
I tell you what, man, did it look strange to you that, and I know, man, this there's a lot of tonnage there, man. That's a heavy boat. But man, it looked like it just barely touched that bridge. There was like no sort of yield or flex, you know what I'm saying? There was no flex at all. It just touched it. Like, now when the propulsion came back on, I saw the big discharge from the smokestack. Like, it was like, from the angle that I saw, it's like, man, he must have accelerated and just plowed into this beam that just steered and just like right for this thing, man. No skiing principle at all. When I say skiing principle, it's like, you know, when you're skiing, you're not supposed to try to dodge the trees. You're supposed to aim for the white, right? And he didn't aim for the white, man. He went right for the tree. So it looked pretty strange, Joe. Strange.
Yeah, I've been watching clips because I'm curious, right? I've been watching clips, and you know, to your point, there was a captain for these tiny ships and said, look, normally what you see is if he's trying to go into reverse to stop it from doing what it's doing, you would, I think he said, there'd be big black billowing smoke coming out of it, because he'd have to throw those puppies in the reverse real quick. To see what he could do. And somebody else said, well, yeah, but if you paid attention, you saw that the power went out just before he hit the bridge, the power in the ship. Mm-hmm. Somebody else said, yeah, okay. And the black box that they carry on these ships went dead just before he hit the bridge and came back up shortly after he hit the bridge. So there's things like this that's making everybody nuts.
I think stuff like that is done to raise a whole bunch of questions, and people come out and try to come out with a bunch of theories. That's why it seems like it was more staged than anything else. And you know, my thing is, if they're saying that, you know, we've lost propulsion and we want to avoid a collision, my thought is, well, won't y'all drop anchor so you don't drift? You know, but I guess they need power for that. But don't they have backup generators on those things? You know, so you can drop anchor, you know, and you don't drift. I don't know. You know,
You would think, and how long does it take to turn them on, and how long does it take for the anchor to... I think it's a couple of hundred feet. I can imagine what that was all about. But anyway, to your point, I mean, there's a whole bunch of little things that don't kind of add up or come together. And
yeah.
The problem, though, is if you start calling all of these things, if you start looking at all of these things as a potential, attack of some kind, although... The bad thing they did was within 5 minutes coming out saying, this is not a terrorist attack. Like, hey,
yeah.
Hang tight.
Hey, and actually, man, the fact that Biden didn't come out there and try to blame it on Trump somehow even seems more suspicious.
Yeah, I agree. But the federal government's going to pay the full amount for that bridge. You heard him come out?
No, we are.
Yes.
We are. Come on.
Yeah, but they don't. You know they never say it that way, right?
Of course not.
The government's going to pay off your school loans. It's like, no, I'm going to pay off your school loans along with, 160 million other Americans that pay taxes every year, right?
And and the thing is that these knuckleheads who think that they're going to get this loan forgiveness, like, y'all going to pay dearly too.
They're going to pay for one way or the other. Matter of fact, they're going to pay other people's along with theirs. Years,
amen.
Right?
Yeah.
So I got to ask you something. Are you a dink?
Kinda.
No. I think you're thinking of the same thing that we used to call people back in the 70s. This is totally different.
Dual-income
families with no kids, and this has become the norm, or are becoming more and more of the norm, because they're dual-income families, usually making good money. The average dink has over $200,000 in a savings account in the bank, great retirement plan, also go on lavish vacations every year, and have a very nice home and household.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
That criteria we haven't tapped into is with our dinkness. I guess we're dinks, but. We're working on that that dink income bracket. That would be that'd be a good place to start. Yeah.
God. Yeah. How this stuff makes it into our society. So there's also variations of this. One is a sink, which I thought was a place you wash dishes, but apparently it's single income, no kids. Then you could be a dink wad, which means double income, no kids with a dog. And. Okay.
It sounds like some Beavis and Butthead lingo.
Right? Exactly. they're growing. They're making more money. But you know what? They claim that the American family is on its way out. The traditional American family has been dying for over 50 years now. And the whole thing with husband and wife, 2.5 kids, white picket fence, and the doggy really doesn't cut it anymore.
Well, it's good to see that a single or a man and a woman is making is pulling ahead and as this new American family, as opposed to the definition of the modern family being like two dudes and kids and two women and kids and stuff like that. So I'll take the dinks.
And there's all kinds of back in Massachusetts, they have these. It's hard to explain, but. One couple gets married, then they enter a contract to be in a unity with another person. So it's like, a truple, not a couple, but a truple. And, did you bite into an onion? I'm looking at your face.
Looking like I smell something funky and can't find it.
Something must have let loose in your studio there. Hey, but this is something you can dig into. We can have some fun with, because they talk about how the American family started to crumble in the early 70s and started falling apart because of either the recession back then, the price of gasoline and all this, and families couldn't stay together, and they started to realize it was better to have two. Just ridiculous what they throw up here, how the traditional family doesn't work, shouldn't work, and it's just bad for the economy. Gee, I wonder where that's coming from.
All right,
real quick, where can people hear your music? I'm sorry, man, I do this all the time to you.
All good, man. It's at bronzeserpentmedia.com. So hope you guys will come and check us out.
I thought you were going to say meaty. Bronzeserpentmedia.com. Head over there, buy real music, pay for real music, listen to great, funny, duddy Bibles. Oh, we got to go. I'm going to get cut off.